Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are going to continue sharing with you on the subject of being in the way of the Lord. We've talked about how we can know His ways. We've talked about how we keep the way of the Lord. In the last couple broadcasts, we talked about what the wrong way is and the results of being in the wrong way. Today, we're going to talk about the results of being in the way of the Lord, the blessings that are going to come your way. Remember Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The way is a narrow way, it is the way of the Word of God, and Jesus is the way. John 14, in verse 5, Thomas said to the Lord, We know not whither thou goest. And he said, How can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way. Now, if we walk in the way of the Word of God, the results are going to be tremendous in our life because God's going to be involved in our life. He's going to be blessing us. And we're going to be looking at these blessings today. In Genesis 24, verse 27, he said, Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I, being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. Here's a situation where the servant was going forth for his master Abraham to find the wife for his son Isaac. And here it says, I, being in the way, the Lord led me. When you are in the way of the Lord, you are going to be led to the right place. God is going to be with you. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. He will lead you to the right place that He wants you to go to. Down in verse 40, he said, The Lord before whom I walk will send His angel with thee and prosper thy way. When you're walking with the Lord, He's going to send His angel along with you. The angels of God are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who are the heirs of salvation, and that's us who are born again believers in Jesus Christ. And He says that they're going to prosper our way. The angels of God that come with us will work to prosper our way. So when you're going in the right way, walking in the ways of God, you're going to prosper. You're going to have a good journey. You're going to be blessed. Then in verse 42, he says, I came this day into the well and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go. And then in verse 48, he was rejoicing because he said he'd led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. Notice that God leads you in the right way. He prospers your way. The angels will go forth, and you will see that what God has for you will come to pass. In Exodus 23, verse 20, he says, Behold, I'll send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. The scriptures in Genesis 24 talked about the angel going with us. Here it says the angel will go before us. The angels will go before us, and they will keep us in the way, and they will prepare the way for us. They will bring us to the place that God has prepared for us. You've got to realize the angels of God are ministering spirits that are working to minister for us. The key is we've got to be walking in the way of the Lord. We've got to walk in line with the Word. We've got to speak the Word. You know, the angels hearken to the voice of the Lord. When we speak His Word, then the angels are going to go forth and bring that to pass. That's because we are in the way of the Lord. Exodus 33, verse 13, he says, If I found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. When you're walking in God's ways, He shows you His way, and you start walking in Him, what's going to be the result? That you may know Him. Because as God reveals His ways to you, you are going to know Him, and you're going to find His favor, His grace, in His sight. Praise God. We want to see the grace of God come to pass. and we want to know the Lord. So if you'll be in the way of the Lord, not only will you see God prosper your way, but He's going to reveal Himself unto you, and you are going to enter into that personal fellowship of the Lord that you might know the Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 33, He says you'll walk in all the ways which the Lord your God commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. If you'll walk in the ways of God, you will have life. You'll have His abundant life. It says that it will be well with you, and that you will prolong your days on the earth. That means you're going to have long life. You're going to have a good journey as you're walking with the Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 28, it says that it'll come to pass, if you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, to observe and do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. If you'll walk in the ways of God, you're going to be blessed. The blessings of God, notice it says, they'll come on you and they will overtake you. You'll be blessed when you come in. You'll be blessed when you go out. The enemies that come against you, that rise up against you, they're going to be smitten before your face. They'll come out one way and they'll flee seven ways. God's going to command the blessing upon you in the storehouse. He's going to bless all the work of your hands, the Bible says. Whatever you put your hand to, He's going to bless it. And in verse 9, He says He's going to establish you a holy people unto Himself. That is, if we keep the commandments of the Lord and we walk in His ways. You've got to walk in His ways, and that means step by step. That's not just a, today I decide I'm going to walk in God's ways and expect the blessings going to come. No, it's because you have a consistent walk in doing the Word of God. Well, God will make you plenteous in goods. He'll make you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. God is going to bless us exceedingly if we will walk in the ways of the Lord. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success." What's going to happen? You're going to make your way prosperous, and you're going to have good success. You're going to deal wisely in all the affairs of life. Why? Because you're doing what God says. You're in the way of the Lord. Notice the way of the Lord here. That is the word in their mouth, and meditating on it, and observing to do the word consistently. Then you are going to make your way prosperous, and you are going to have good success. Over in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 14, says David behaved himself wisely in all his ways. Otherwise, he walked in line with the Word of God, the principles of the Word. And then it says, "And the Lord was with him." A great principle, a promise of God for those who walk in the ways of God is that the Lord will be with you. And when the Lord's with you, He's going to manifest Himself. He's going to show up, and He's going to prosper your way, bless you, heal you, deliver you, protect you. He's going to give you wisdom. He's going to show you every step that you're to take. 2 Samuel 22, verse 21, "The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, He hath recompensed me. Why? For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God." Notice, because he kept the ways of the Lord, and he didn't depart, because when you don't keep the ways of the Lord, you actually depart from the Lord, as far as you move out of the position of fellowship with Him, and you open up the door for the enemy to work in your life. But if you have kept the ways of the Lord, you are going to be blessed. What happened? He got rewarded according to his righteousness, according to the cleanness of his hands. He was recompensed. God will reward you and bless you as you walk uprightly in holiness before the Lord, as you keep the ways of God. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 14, "If thou wilt walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen your days." God will lengthen your days. Not just will you have long life, but the Bible even promises that He will lengthen your days. In 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 6, here it says, "The Lord established the kingdom in His hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat the presents. They had riches and honor and abundance, and his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord, and he took away the high places and groves out of Judah." here. He got blessed. He had all these abundance of riches and honor. God was just blessing him. Why? Because his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord. When you walk in the ways of the Lord, you will see God's riches and honor and blessing come your way. And also, he would do the word of eliminating the works of the enemy. He took away the high places and the groves out of Judah. He took away the things that were an abomination unto the Lord. In 2 Chronicles chapter 34, in verse 1, Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned in Jerusalem for 130 years. And he did that that was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of his father David. And he declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. And as he began to do that, it goes down in verse 3, and it says he began to purge Judah. He began to purge everything that was not of the Lord. You see, when you start walking in God's ways, God is going to show you the things that are not of him, and he's going to purge it out of your life. So when you're walking in his ways, you'll purge all the areas of sin. And it talks about how in that verse, that he, in verse 8, it says he repaired the house of the Lord his God. This talks about in verse 12 that the men did the work faithfully. See, we need to be faithful in doing the things of God. And we're going to purge everything that's not of him. We're going to see a total repair job come to us. He's going to repair us. He's going to restore us. He's going to heal us and deliver us, praise God. And he is going to bless us. And he took away all the abominations out of all the countries. He took away everything that was not of the Lord in Israel. And it says, then all that were present in Israel, they served the Lord their God, and they did not depart from following the Lord. Boy, when you walk in God's ways, God is going to do a tremendous work. He's going to eliminate everything that's not of him. You're going to enter into the service of the Lord, and you're going to walk in harmony with his will for your life. In 2 Chronicles 27, verse 6, Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Here's another promise. If you prepare your ways and you walk in the ways of God, you will become mighty. 2 Chronicles 27, verse 6. Every one of us want to be strong and mighty in the Lord. If you prepare your ways and walk in them, you will be mighty. These are tremendous results. Well, we're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.